Welcome to the Gold Members Podcast, volume number 39, I believe we are at today. Let's see, today, what should we have a discussion about today? It's been an interesting week or so in the news, but the problem with discussing topical things like that is, depending on when the person hears the podcast, it may no longer be terribly relevant. So today, I think actually we're going to get into another end of the martial arts self-defense world, one that I consider to be really, really important, which is privacy and security. They go together because you have no security if you have no privacy. And, you know, in the United States, there's a movement from the government that states, you know, you have to give up some of your privacy in order for us to make you more secure. What a crock of shit. Seriously. That absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. Security comes by doing your job, not by having information about everybody in the country. But nothing you can really do about that because the damage has already been done long ago. I mean, the change started to seriously come, you know, as soon as the internet became public and left the university military status that it did back in the early 90s, I believe it was. It was President Clinton who signed it into law, releasing the internet. Because the internet was a, even though it was global, it was a creation of the United States. It was the idea behind it. It was actually developed in the late 60s, was to be able to communicate in the event of a nuclear war. They wanted to have key areas that would always be in communication, so the whole system was created for that. But today, it is very important to take a look at your personal security on your electronic devices, because under the current climate in the world, and it will change again, of course, it always does, self-defense is under attack. I have been demonetized on two channels now. That is as of February 20th, 2018. They demonetized my channel because the content is not fit for all advertisers. And that's really, really kind of funny when you consider some of the monetized content on YouTube that isn't fit for anybody to watch, right? But that's because the voice of self-defense and the right to self-defense and all of those things is something that all governments are looking to take away from the citizens. And they are changing the laws that make it harder and harder to prove self-defense in a court, except for Florida. I think it was Florida. Florida changed it the other way. Or now it's automatically assumed self-defense and it has to be proven otherwise. And that's actually the way it should be. Right. But when you are investigating and researching self-defense and all of that type of stuff, right now I don't think we have a problem, but we will. You will start to get red flagged for it because they do see everything you do and they admit they see everything you do. When you visit this website, as an example, your presence here is logged by your ISP. And it is forwarded to a database. Now, if there are no red flags, it sits in that database. And of course, the problem is that database can be hacked, in which case there can be problems. That's why we use encryption for all transactions, so that all they have is garbage, right? But they can, and that's also why we do not store any information, such as credit card information or stuff like that. I've had people that have written me going, I would really like to get in on this. Can you just ding my credit card for it? No, I can't because we don't have that information. That information is either with PayPal or with a merchant by the name of Stripe, and which is essentially a credit card banking system in the United States. It's a division probably of Citibank or something. And so all of that information is there, and there is nothing we can do to access it, see it, do anything. The only thing I can do is delete it. I can't change it. And that is the best way for something to be secured. Now, the site is secured also in this particular case, even though in this particular case, because we use Stripe and you enter your credit card on the site, right? It is then sent encrypted to Stripe to be processed, so nobody sees the numbers, right? And it very, very good system. They are coming up with better and better systems all the time, because if you take a look, we now accept Bitcoin and many other cryptocurrencies, and that works like PayPal. It just sends you to another site and you deal with the other site, which is actually a little bit better. I'd like to see a little bit more of that type of a thing. But Google is pushing the idea that everybody should have a secured site. And why are they pushing that? Because they make revenue from those. But I mean, I'm not against having a secure site. I think it's a great idea. I just don't like the price tag that goes along with it. Hey, we have two sites that are secured currently. I would like to have five secured sites. Other than that, I don't care. Now, that's not security against hacking. That's just transmission security, right? Encryption. So how do you help fix all this, right? Well, best place to start is with a virtual private network, because virtual private network will change your IP and bounce you all over the place so that nobody can actually see who you are that's come. Now, if you install a virtual private network, it is a good idea to tell me, because if you, let's say you live in England and you're logging on here, and then tomorrow you log in from Japan, and the next day you log in from Canada, and the day after that you log in from the Netherlands, you're going to get locked out. So I can't override that particular safety that prevents you from getting logged out from having too many IP addresses, right? In all honesty, I don't think that hacking Kyushu Jitsu University is high on the list of many hackers, you know, who are really interested in a free dim mock course or something. I use a VPN all the time. If I'm on Facebook or something like that, I just don't really care, because that's just an absolute nightmare of privacy. There is no privacy on Facebook. Facebook recently did something too that it shakes my head. I shake my head when I heard it, because it was really a what the fuck moment. They have offered that anybody who has nude pictures of themselves or sex pictures with their girlfriends or whatever like that, if they upload them to Facebook in Messenger, I think it is, they will see that they are protected. And, you know, people actually do that. Well, first off, if you don't want those pictures out, don't take the damn things. It's common sense, right? But people actually believe that. So what you've actually got is you've got a bunch of horny guys in a room who are looking at all these pictures. But that's how stupid people are when it comes to their own privacy. And there's nothing on Facebook that I care about. I don't care if it. I don't care if the world sees it when I've got there, right? But anything that I consider to be important is encrypted and hidden away. I've got encryption folders on my hard drive, on my laptop. I use PGP for emails whenever possible. I would love to be corresponding with every one of my students by encrypted mail versus unsecured mail, just simply because the transmissions and our communications are no one's business, right? But those are all things that are very important. That's part of self-defense. And the reason that it's part of self-defense and self-awareness is because that's how people get stalked, is when you can find them. You would be alarmed to find out that it is very, very simple. If you are out someplace with your wife, your husband, your significant other, and your cell phone is with you, it's very, very easy to find you. And that could be a complete stranger. So security becomes more and more important, and the governments should be encouraging security and helping people out with it, but they're doing the opposite. Anyways, that's it for today's vidcast, guys. We will talk to you next time. Ciao.